from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good Doc, when he joins us on Cleared to Play, where we take you inside the tent and get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Dr. Brian Feely. Doc, welcome in. Thanks for joining us as always. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good, although probably a little better than the 49ers because they have all this Ayuk drama, this Trent Williams drama, and they also have a number of injuries that they're dealing with, including a couple as a result of their first preseason game. Doc, Kalia Davis, a reserve defensive lineman who the Niners probably were going to have to rely on early in the year as a reserve run stopper and pass rusher, actually had a pretty good game on Saturday in Tennessee, had the team's only sack, but Kyle Shanahan comes out yesterday and says that he needs to get a procedure done on his knee, essentially a knee scope, because there's some stuff hanging out around his kneecap, and he might miss upwards of half of the season. Can you give us any insight? It's kind of a generic explanation. What do you think Kalia Davis is going through right now?
Yeah, I mean, most likely he's got some pain and swelling from some unstable cartilage underneath his kneecap. Now, a lot of people tolerate that just fine. So if we look at older people over the age of 45, 55, most people have some strain in their cartilage, but they're also not loading their knee, getting down into a three-point or four-point stance and trying to explode up out of that position. When you think about what a defensive lineman has to do, getting in that loaded position, essentially doing a squat over and over and then pushing, you're putting a lot of shear force on your kneecap. So any unstable cartilage in that area can cause pain and it can cause swelling. So the plan most likely is to go in, clean up all the frayed cartilage, get it back to a stable edge so it's not bothering the rest of his knee. It makes sense that he's been having some pain and swelling for a while. Keep in mind, he also had a torn ACL when he was at Central Florida. To really shut him down, let him recover slowly so he doesn't have multiple small setbacks along the way.
That's brutal. You know, when those repeat injuries happen in your knee, the same knee, it can really be deleterious or negative for the overall structure. Ambry Thomas with a broken forearm, that seems like a pretty garden variety break, but why, Doc, is this such a bad break that it may cost him the majority of his time?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on where the break is. The closer it is to the joint, the more conservative we have to be. So if you have, for instance, if you break right down by the wrist, sometimes that fracture can go into the actual wrist joint. We have to go a lot slower compared to if you break right in the middle of your forearm. Those are the type that you can often see players getting back in 4 to 6 weeks with a hard cast. So depending on where the injury is, what else is associated with the injury, that really dictates dictates the time to return to sport. Bones themselves heal pretty quick. Once we plate them, it takes about 6 weeks to heal. Not that much longer for athletes to get back into shape and to be able to work on their range of motion, unless it's around a joint. So the likelihood is it's closer to one of the joints, either his elbow or his wrist, and that's going to slow him down a little.
Looking for a little bit of good news when it relates to the 49ers, Doc, and that is Talanoa Hufanga, who, of course, has been out for a long time, suffered a torn ACL midway through last season and has been rehabbing it all offseason. Kyle Shanahan said yesterday that he's going in for another checkup on Thursday of this week, so in a couple of days. Where should Hufanga be at this point of his rehab, and when might Niner fans expect him to be back out there on the field and contributing to the team again?
So he was injured last November, so we're looking at about 8 to 8.5 months out right now. So he should be getting to the point where, for most timelines, he can practice on his own. He's doing cutting. He's getting well-conditioned. And he can probably start thinking about getting into games right around 9 months. We know that when we look at recurrence rates, you know, getting that second injury, going back sooner than 8 months has a much higher risk than waiting at least 9 months. So in the preseason, I don't think we're going to see him in the preseason. I don't see any reason why somebody that good needs to play in the preseason. But I think it's a reasonable assumption to think that if everything goes well in his last, in his next appointment and his last little bit of rehab, that we could see him from opening day.
A little bit of a curveball for you, Doc. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Minnesota, it's been announced that he's got a torn meniscus, and he's debating or weighing his surgical options. With a young player like McCarthy, what determines whether or not he does the trim of the meniscus or the straight-up repair?
So it really has less to do with how old he is and more where that tear is. So if the tear extends all the way to the periphery or to the outside of the meniscus where there's a good blood supply, or it's a really big piece of the meniscus, they're more likely to do a repair. If it's a small piece that doesn't really have a good blood supply, it's just on the inside of the meniscus where it's really thin, they'll just do a cleanup. Typically, when we do these surgeries, we're really looking at preserving, not only getting them back on the field at some point, but realistically being able to have a healthy, stable knee for year 2, 3, 4, and 5. So my guess is they will be conservative, and if they can fix it, they can, but we've seen what happens with that with James Wiseman, right? You go in to fix a meniscus, you try, the knee never quite is perfect again, and it may lead to just surgery after surgery. So it's not an ideal situation. If I'm a Vikings fan, I'm a little bummed today.
Doc, the 49ers are dealing with so many injuries that they had to cancel their joint practices coming up this week with the Saints because they're worried they just simply don't have enough bodies. And you put, you know, an injured group through a grueling set of practices against the New Orleans Saints, you don't want to worsen your injury problem at all. They had 23 players miss practice on Thursday to close out last week's practice sessions. How concerning is this? How rare is this? Is this just something that happens sometimes to football teams in the preseason, and you give these players a couple of weeks off and they'll be good to go come week one? Or are the 49ers already beginning this season from a bad spot with all these injuries they have to overcome so early?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think, one, if you're going to get injured, getting injured in the preseason is a lot better time. And we know that injury rates spike in the first 2 to 3 weeks of training camp. That's when we see the most strains and sprains, just because players, even when they're in really good condition, it's different to be in that game shape. I think also when you think about how we report injuries, we're much more conservative and holding players out, really treating preseason like it's a scrimmage more than anything else, and really focusing on the regular season. So it may be 10 years ago, 13 of those players would have played. But now we're listing everybody. We're making sure that anybody who has any ailment is going to sit out. We're going to be extra conservative, which I think is great for the game. I think it's great for the players. But it does lead to these surprising numbers that a quarter of the team is on the injured list. I don't think it's that much of a cause for concern.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate the optimistic viewpoint, Doc. We appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. That, of course, Dr. Brian Feely on Clear to Play. A little bit of positive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.